coming up now to 20 minutes to 8. And as we've been hearing, passenger numbers through Dublin Airport increased by more than 10% last week. And returning from holiday was listed among the top reasons for arrivals into the country. Legislation enabling mandatory hotel quarantining has passed all stages in the Oireachtas now. It's due to be signed into law by President Higgins, but having it up and running is probably still a couple of weeks away. Darren O'Rourke is Sinn Féin Transport spokesman. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Now, the numbers coming into the airport are low. It's just over 11,000, which is significantly over 90% down on the types of numbers you'd normally expect. But of 7,000 resident arrivals, a big number said they were coming back from holiday. Are you surprised?
Well, I'm disappointed, but not overly surprised, Mary. And of course, it's important to point out that the risk isn't a relative risk compared to last year or the year before. It's a real risk. So every person coming through the airport is a potential risk. It's very clear from the figures that the level of non-essential travel remaining is far too high. It's far higher than it should be. And it's hugely frustrating for people who are making such sacrifices here. People can't travel 5 kilometres from their home. They can't attend family funerals. Their businesses are closed. We have situations where children with special educational needs are still at home. There's huge sacrifices being made here on the island, and people are very, very frustrated and angry, in my experience, when they see the level of discretionary travel that's allowed to take place.
What would you do with them? A big majority here coming home, they have to fill out the locator forms. They have to abide by strict rules around testing and restricting their movements.
Well, I don't think anybody has any confidence that all of those people coming into the country through the ports and the airports will strictly adhere to the quarantine regimes that are in place there from the government. We know that there isn't adequate follow-up either on the passenger locator form or on the voluntary quarantine regime at home. And to be honest, Mary, I think this is an inevitable outworking of the government's half-baked approach to international travel. I think there's a clear signal from government that they're not serious about introducing a strict regime of mandatory hotel quarantine for all non-essential arrivals, like is the practically across the board request from the opposition and from the vast majority of the public. And when people see those indicators and when they see the lack of enforcement, they get a clear indication from government that there are loopholes, there are gaps, there are opportunities there, and some people will take those. So, and it's really, really frustrating for people.
I just want to be clear, are you saying that everyone that came in through Dublin Airport of that 11,000, that you would subject all of them, if it were in place, to mandatory hotel quarantining, and everybody who travels, comes into the country through Northern Ireland and travels to the Republic, would you put them all in?
So the point is in relation to essential and non-essential, Mary. There needs to be a strict definition in relation to essential travel, because we need the island to maintain strategic connectivity. We need to maintain essential supplies. But outside of that, the discretionary element of travel should not be happening in the middle of a global pandemic where we have virus and variants and vaccine widespread in the community. It's a really important time in our response to the pandemic, and it's really important that we take the strongest possible measures at this point in time, and the government aren't going far enough despite the calls from across the board.
I take your point about this non-essential travel, but are you saying that in relation to the 11,000 who arrived in that week up to last Sunday, that you would believe they should all have been subject to a mandatory hotel quarantining?
So what we would need to do there is define and triage the people coming in terms of whether they were essential travellers or non-essential travellers. But every one of them that was a non-essential traveller would need to spend a fortnight in mandatory hotel quarantine based on the proposals of Sinn Féin and others, including public health officials. And that's the type of regime that needs to be in place to act as, in the first instance, as an absolute deterrent to undertake non-essential travel.
All right, Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin Transport spokesperson, thank you very much.